day in the neighborhood. A wonderful day for my life.
Mrs. Rogers! Mrs. Rogers, welcome!
Thank you!
Welcome! Thank you so much for being here in the Tonight Show.
I'm so happy to be here. Huh. You know, this kid grew up with the program.
Yeah, I did. I grew up with your husband.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I was a neighbor.
Right.
I was his neighbor. I loved the show so much, as so much of our generation loved it so much. He's just such a kind and compassionate guy.
Jimmy, I wouldn't have come at age 90. I would not have come from Pittsburgh to here for anybody beside you. It's just wonderful to be with you.
Aww.
I adore you.
Yeah, I adore you, too. I was fascinated because I saw the documentary. I was excited even before the documentary came out. And then I watched it, and you're going to love it. There's so many things I didn't know about him. And I didn't know about the significance of the number 143.
Yes.
Can you tell everyone about that?
Well, he really wanted to remain at 143 all his life.
He weighed 140?
Yeah. All his adult life, I should say. And especially after he started swimming. He swam every day. He was very pleased when he'd get out of swimming, go and get on the scale, 143.
Yeah.
And it was, one was I, four was L-O-V-E, love, three was Y-O-U.
Yeah, I love you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
He had enough love to go around, too.
Yeah. Was that his little wink to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you guys meet?
We met in college.
Yeah.
At Rollins down in Florida.
And you said you'd never met a guy like this before.
No, he was different.
Yeah. He was, right?
Yeah, but he was, in his young days, he was lively and full of fun.
Yeah.
And but he talked about his feelings, and I could talk about my feelings to him and the things that bothered us, the things that, you know, the things that we loved.
Yeah.
And then you know, you can't build a friendship without doing that.
You do, yeah. So you built a friendship as being married.
And don't you have to have a friendship to fall back on through your married life?
Yeah, and that's what made it work.
We had it for 50 years, so that was nice.
I mean, when you see the documentary, one thing I didn't know, that he was a minister.
He was, yes.
He decided to put his focus in children's TV.
Yes, he had always belonged to the Presbyterian Church, and they can be kind of stodgy sometimes, but. But he was ordained to as an evangelist to carry on the work that he was doing in television with families and children.
Yeah, but and where did he get his start?
He just continued doing. He got his start for this particular program in Canada for the CBC.
Wow.
But he had been at WQED television in Pittsburgh. Educational community station from almost the beginning. He started here at NBC.
Really?
To learn the business.
And just learn from the best and all these people. And then,
yes.
But then took it to public TV.
Took it to public TV.
What a great path. That no one would have guessed that would be the way to go to last over 30 years on television.
He knew he wanted to work with children.
Yeah.
And he didn't want children to grow up as consumers, to be thought of as consumers.
Because that's what all these other kid shows were doing. They were
selling
plastic guns and things. And, yeah,
exactly.
And dress up like this. Yeah, and the connection he makes, and also how deep the show was.
On and on and on. And it's on and on and on.